Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in His blessed verses to us, He has explained to us the path of guidance clearly, that what is the straight path, what is Ihdina siratul mustaqim. Totally, easily, simply, nicely, in clear words, in this surah, Allah Ta'ala has explained, and we recite this in all the salahs. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. Show us the straight path, Allah. Our objective is this, and success lies within this. That if we follow the straight path, the right path, and the right path, Allah Ta'ala has given us the sign via His Qur'an. What is the right path? What is the straight path? There's no complication in the definition of the straight path. To understand it, there's no complication. In reality, the praise, the definition of the Qur'an, the glory of the Qur'an, the praise of the Qur'an. To understand the Qur'an, you don't need tafsir, commentary. You don't need to have in-depth uloom knowledge. Quran is simple, straightforward. Yes, sir. It is easy to read the Quran. It is easy to understand the Quran. It is easy to implement the Quran. If the Quran was difficult, brothers, then how could we practice the Quran? If the Qur'an was presented to us with different technicalities, then everyone's different. Not everybody is an intellectual or brainy or has big, big depth knowledge, and not everybody can read tafsir. The majority of the people, poor souls, they are not literate. So then they'd be lost. How would they attain the deen, learn the deen? But deen, the real objective of the deen is so simple to understand it from the Qur'an, extremely simple to understand it. Now, what is in the Qur'an that, for example, because you read the commentary, you'll understand the Qur'an, and famous tafaseer and commentaries, every man today, common man, is in this, you can say, lengthy debate, we need to read this in-depth tafsir commentary, we need to read translation of the Qur'an. Why are you reading? To understand the Qur'an, is it? The Qur'an is so easy to simple, it's naturally like that. The Qur'an gives a da'wah to us, invitation of amal. Practice and amal on what thing? Practice what thing? Very simple. What is it we need to practice? An-Nabi Hurairah qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nazala al-Qur'an ala khamsati. The Qur'an was revealed with five main things, components. If you tell the children, they will understand. If you tell an old person, tell a jahil, tell a person from the desert, a nomad, the Qur'an is simple for everybody. Subhanallah. Which tafsir do you need? You don't need commentary of the Qur'an. If you want to attain the objective of the Qur'an, if you really want to attain the objective of the Qur'an, the rest we look for technicalities and intellectual points. We try to become brainy and we try to show off and with big titles. We wanna grasp big, big points so we can share them with others. Wah, subhanallah. That how can we reach to the level of the Qur'an? We can only understand the amount of Qur'an that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, and we should understand them. Perhaps there are five things. Nazal al-Qur'an khamsati. Five things you'll find in the Qur'an. Halal wa haram. This is the first thing you will learn from the Qur'an. The first thing you'll get from the Qur'an. The first thing the Qur'an will teach us what is lawful and lawful, halal and haram. Today nobody knows what is halal, what is haram. Nobody knows music is haram. Nobody knows interest is haram. Nobody knows that not observing parda is haram. Nobody knows that all of these games and trickery, all of this is haram. All of these wasteful actions are haram. So nobody knows. So what are you looking for in tafsir? If our haram and halal you don't know, then we put our hands up and say, no. Because we're looking for points to disprove what is halal and haram. Straightforward. We're looking for points and ways out and bailouts. And we're, servants of Allah, before putting your hand on the Qur'an, consider that, do you have respect for halal and haram? Is your, are your earnings halal? Is your eating and drinking halal? Are you fulfilling the rights of people? Yes, are you fulfilling the rights of people, whether you're in front of them or not in front of them? Are eating haram, wearing haram, clothes haram, everything around us, everything we do, haram. But just I'm reading Quran, tafsir, commentary, translation, and such people have seen, if I get the tawfiq, maybe he'll get tawfiq to keep the bed. Today in the internet, you see games, playing games with the deen. The Quran is so simple to understand. Five things Allah Ta'ala has given to us in the Quran. Halalun, haramun. Allah said, what is lawful and lawful, forbidden, what is allowed. Which child doesn't know about halal and haram? And Allah has given so much flexibility that the ilm you have about halal, you should consider and you continue to practice on that which is lawful. And if you know haram and it's not in your knowledge haram, you're doing it, Allah Ta'ala will forgive that. That's why we go to the respected scholars and to the pious predecessors, that we need to learn halal and haram. But there, we play games. Long speeches and lectures and hikmah and this and that point, ways out, bailouts. People are sitting 3 hours, 4 hours speech. They come back, they don't know about haram. Halal. The five things aren't even mentioned in those speeches. The five things in the Quran. Lengthy stories, events, and historical stories, and they put a lot of glitter and color. And this story, and Musa alayhi salam, this nation. People say, "Wow, wow, yes, yes, what a great technicality, brothers." Is this the reason why Quran has come? I'll swear by Allah, listen carefully. The grave will come. We'll realize everything in the grave. Don't take badly what I'm saying. I'm not criticizing myself. Alhamdulillah, I am also in the journey of Islam rectification. I put my hands together and plead, please make your lives. Make your lives better. The conditions we see around us, adab beyond adab is around us. Allah's adab. Why? There's a reason. Because we have left the Quran. We're playing games with the Quran. Tricks with the Quran. We have played games with the Quran. We don't know about halal. No one tells us halal, haram. If you go today, this and that, there's dars here, there's a speech of the Quran, this title, this person scholar, this person that. 3 hours you'll sit down, come back, you won't realize nothing. Either you'll learn masail, this person's a disbeliever, that person, this is the innovation, he's done this and he's done this to that, and this is deen. Or there'll be stories, events, history of the Quran, but no explanation of the objective of the Quran, the five things that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us. And Abi Huraira qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam nazalul Quran khamsati, 5 points, halal and haram. First thing, what is halal, what is haram? These are the first two things, because this is what we need to learn from the Quran. There's nothing else we get from the Quran. Now in depth Arabic grammar and hikmas and wisdom and technical lughat, and how can I do tafsir of the Quran so people can start to say, yeah, excellent and brilliant, and we also become like this. Oh, you know that person, listen to his beyond, oh, listen to his brilliant speech, his tongue, his eloquence and points he explains, such things and such points he's extracted from the Quran. And this has become our style and habit. Why? Because Shaitan, he's put us into the path of deception. When we go in the grave, will you be asked how much haram did you do in your life? How much halal did you do in life? Why did you do wrong things? Why did you do haram actions? Why did you sit in front of the people who are ghair mahram, not permissible for you? Why was there music and instruments in your home? Why were there pictures hanging up? Tell me. Why did you trim the beard, cut the beard? No. We're not worried about that. You had company with the ghair people, strangers. Oh, no, this is not in the Quran. Oh, we're reading tafsir to disprove this. Halal, haram. Point number one, point number two. Next point, mahkam, ahkamat, mutashabihat. Yes, those things that have been ordered, mahkam. Allah Ta'ala's orders. We have to practice mutashabihat, the allegorical verses. Yes, so learn what is halal. Learn what is haram and practice according to the instructions. Allah says, whatever hukam orders I give, Allah says, aqimus salah, accept. That's the Quran. Aqimus salah, oh, we won't do this. Everything else we think, what is hikmah? What is the law? What is the principle? And we need to do this, don't do this. Don't want to pray salah. Yes, we bypass salah. If the order comes for leaving interest riba, we've suppressed that. Oh, let's go further. This were the lengthy proofs and points, 10 hours. Nowadays, there are cameras in front of the speaker and games and trickery and eloquence and don't know. I'm just speaking straightforward. I don't have no need to please or to attract. I don't want to say anything wrong. If people are upset, let them be upset. Yes, that's their loss. There's a lot, if they get Islam, then that's very good. Allah Ta'ala, if He's given you an opportunity for Islam rectification, you can tell people good things, then take these 5 points from the Quran. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, select these five things in the people who are sat in front of you, anyone, but we won't say any of these things. Yes, the hukums, the orders of the Quran. That's what one of the five. And the muhkamat and mutashabihat. And mutashabihat, amazing. The allegorical verses of the Quran, the knowledge which Allah Ta'ala kept to Himself, the mutashabihat, allegorical verses. It's not our job that we analyze them, try to translate them. This means this, and this means that, and this can be proved. This mutashabihat means that you should believe in that. That's it. Allah knows best, and His Rasul knows best, and we have no link. We cannot understand these verses. Mutashabihat. Allah has kept this a secret between Himself and His Rasul. We have no need to run after them and understand them. And who's saying this? The Ravi, the person who shared the Quran with us, taught the Quran to us, the Rasulullah, the Prophetullah. So the Sahabi who heard this, Subhanallah, no Sahabi had a desire, I want to take the points out of the Quran, the hikmas and the wisdoms and the allegorical meanings and tafsir and commentary and this and that. No. They knew what the Quran was as was revealed. Explain to them, what do we need to understand? What do you need to understand? Do amal on the Quran. Practice the Quran. One thing after reading the Quran, if we can't leave the wrong, the real objective of the Quran is when you read the Quran, there's an order. Sit down. Understand. Put the hand on the Quran. Inshallah, this order you gave to Allah Ta'ala, according to this, I will practice. Okay, if you're praying, if you're reading Quran, riba is haram. This is the punishment. Put your hand there, straight. You're reading, the order comes. Then lower your gaze. Don't look at the ghair mahram. Women folk, don't leave the home unnecessarily. Is this not the order of the Quran? Totally the order. Yes, and those women, how dare you leave the home without parda, without the barrier, and straight away, when you, this is the way of reading the Quran, when you read this verse, sit there, put your hand in the Quran, I will practice this, I will do this, I admit I do this sin, Allah, the Quran has explained to me today, I will obey your instruction, I won't do this stuff. This is called reading the Quran. Yes, does anyone read the Quran like this? 15 juz, 20 juz, the sins are there, same, we don't even know what sins the Quran has told us. Yes, you tadabbarul Quran. This is challenging the Quran, complaining the Quran. The Quran will complain that these people, these people read me, they didn't pay attention to me. They didn't analyze me. They didn't understand me. Mutashabihat, we run after the allegorical things. Amthal. Yes, so halal haram, mukamat, mutashabihat, wa amthal. The fifth thing, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, the fifth thing that Allah Ta'ala has taught us in the Quran are the amthal, the examples and the stories and the history of the previous nations. These are the examples of the previous nations and tribes, the previous incidents and events, the Yahud and Nasara, their ummas, or the things, their downfalls, or the negative things, and the reasons that caused the previous nations to get punished. For us, is one thing to do when we read these verses. What's that? That these examples, what do we consider? We think, oh, these are just stories for the older days, older times. This is not for us to understand. Imagine. So what do we call this? That we have to take warnings from these amthal, these examples. These events have been told us for this reason. For this reason, the Quran will continue till Qiyamah. For example, Allah Ta'ala says, I've established the examples. When these events and incidents come in your life, in any day or age or era, then these verses, you compare to these verses to take the learnings, the warnings. That today, for example, Allah reveals a verse, the Amthal. We need to compare that. Is this verse comparable to us? And even if it's just related to a previous nation or tribe historically, then that's proof to us. That's guidance to us. We need to learn from it. We don't say like today, we say the people are modernist people, so calling to us, oh, these verses were for those old, the olden days, they're not for us today. No, these were for the Yahud, these verses were for the people who don't have iman, these weren't revealed to us, this was order for them. So what's being ordered for you then? What's being revealed to you? To watch films and listen to music and enjoy yourself? Yes, is this what's being revealed to us? Then this will be the hal in the hereafter for us. This will be the hal. Pick this up, the media, the situation, their countries, their youth, their women. Look at our condition, the condition of our society. Allahu Akbar, Islamic this state and we're a republic and this and that. Yes, Allah Ta'ala has given us invitation. We are inviting adab, Allah's adab. That's what we're doing with our actions. I don't give a speech, I've just started the Quran. Speaking the Quran, this is the haq, the truth of Quran is speak the truth, straightforward. Not here to give a speech. If you put the hand on the Quran, then the Quran says speak the truth, that's it. Don't look left and right. Yes, I have to look at what the Quran is saying. Straightforward. So the Quran has said this, that these examples, these were for the previous nations, the Yahud, and for those nations, half the Quran is for the Yahud, half is for the person who doesn't believe, half for the Nasara. What's left for us then? Yes? What's up, just halal meat and halal chickens and do banditry and criminality and this is our Islam, this is our society. No. The examples, the imthal, the revelation of the examples of the previous nations, there's a reason for this. This is the event that was revealed for the previous nation did this. No. Until the day of judgment, the Quran is saying, whenever an event takes place in the future, then we have to compare to that example, just like today. That will become an example for us. We need to learn from that. It's a warning and admonishment. The verse that we see, that we read, is for us today. So this is the straight path. اِهْدَنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ Allah Ta'ala has explained. How do we, what does this relate to? The Quran relates to us today. It explains to us, what does it told us? صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ Allahu Akbar. It's explained to us that the most important thing for us is the right path. And the right path, yes, is straightforward, clear. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ Straight path is اِهْتَنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ What is that straight path? Allah says, that path I revealed to my Habib, just like I revealed to the previous prophets. And he is the final prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ He is the final prophet. Everything else before, cancelled. Now, follow the final prophet. The law, the principle will be of the beloved prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until Qiyamah. And his Sunnah Sharifa will continue to Qiyamah. Just like I explained yesterday, the اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ is the straight path, the path of guidance. What is the definition of that? Whatever I reveal to the Prophet, the orders of the Quran, halal, haram, the 5 points I'm explaining now, mutashabihat allegorical, mahakam, the orders, and amthal, the 5 things in the Quran. These are the things Allah revealed in the Quran. Practice on these, Allah says. Adopt them, embrace them. How? How? Yes, through the Holy Prophet ﷺ, who was the person of the Quran, his Sharia, his Sunnah Sharifa, according to that practice of Quran. So Quran and Sunnah, this was revealed to the Prophet. Allah, Prophet ﷺ said, I'm leaving 2 things. You will never go astray if you hold on to them. One is the Quran. Whenever the Quran says to you, this is the order. Then the second point, the second thing I'm leaving to you is my Sunnah. Then practice the Quran according to my Sunnah and you'll be on the right path. You will never be deviated. Subhanallah. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ That's a simple way. We don't want to practice the Sunnah. We don't want to obey the Quran's order. We say that we are believers, intellectual, modernists. We are forgiven. Allah is Rahim, Kareem, gracious, merciful. And we've heard this so many times. Everyone's got his own way, methodology, opinion. Oh, if I do this march, conference, I'll be forgiven. If I do this action, I'll be forgiven. Given there's only one action, the Quran has told us, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ Whatever I reveal to thee, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran and the Sunnah, the orders that I gave to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you need to obey them, implement them, and there are 5 things you will see in the Quran, which we've just discussed. According to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sunnah, his lifestyle methodology, then it's stated, then what will you be? What will you become then? Successful people you'll become. Yes, then you will be from amongst the muflihun, the successful people. You'll be on the right path, the rightly guided path. But, despite knowing this, despite learning this, the straight path of the Quran, after hearing this, after learning this, after Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi learning about his Sunnah, despite knowing it, accepting what the Quran has announced, that I was revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi after hearing the Quran, learning the Quran, despite this, if he regards to the verses that Allah Ta'ala has revealed, regards to the orders that Allah Ta'ala has revealed, that Allah Ta'ala has ordered us, instructed us to practice these things, if he rejects, he does not accept, if he rejects all of those principles, imagine, there are people like this, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has defined to us the path, clearly, transparent, told us the orders, despite hearing this, knowing this, if a person, rejects this, Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ Rejects. He doesn't accept these things. Forget about accepting. Or he rejects them. Yes, this could be open, blatant rejection that, oh, I don't believe in Allah. Then where will he accept the orders of Allah? That's one way of rejecting. And there's another way, that there's Iman. And after Iman, he doesn't accept Allah Ta'ala's instructions. He doesn't accept. So not to believe is rejection, not to accept and implement is rejection, to joke and mock against Allah's instruction is rejection, to criticize Allah's order is also rejection. All of these are ways of rejection. All are included in this. All of this is included in this. If we stand in and we say we are modernist, intellectual, brainy, oh, these verses are for the disbelievers. These aren't for the disbelievers. These are for every human being whoever rejects Allah Ta'ala's orders. This verse is for them. Remember this. Remember this. For all those people until Qiyamah, every human being who rejects, doesn't accept, whether he's a person who has no iman, disbelieves, or he believes and he says, another way of rejecting is, I don't accept this, I don't want to practice this. There are people like this. Some people accept the verses, but they don't practice on the verses. They leave the verses, they leave the practice. They are lazy, negligent, I can't do this, I have to live in the world, how can I do this? All of these are ways of rejection. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفُرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. They don't believe, they don't accept. So when they have rejected these things, then Allah Ta'ala says, there are people like this. Then for those people, Allah Ta'ala says, أَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah said a very unique and strange point. This is a unique point. Allah says, I've given them iman. I've given them iman. But they don't accept Allah's orders. Oh, how can I do parda? Says she, how can I take these things out of the house? This is for my son, my daughter's this. We have to live in the world and we can't do this. And they get upset if somebody tells them, oh, he's too strict. Oh, he's a fundamentalist. He's backward. He's a waster. What's he telling me? Why is he telling me this? Who listens to that person? Backward person, fundamentalist. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. Whether a person who is disbeliever rejects or a person who has iman rejects, everyone is including this. It's not just for those who don't have faith, iman. Allah says, أَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Who is Allah Ta'ala addressing? Allah Ta'ala has given the revelation to the Prophet. Allah says, you know these people, Itab Abu Jahl, yes, Abu Lahab. This was for those people at that time, those who rejected. And these were the people at that time. This was relevant to that time. But this verse wasn't revealed for that time. For those people until Qiyamah, till the day of judgment, in their own generations, the eras, people who were just like Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, and Utbah. Those people, Shaitan, those individuals like Shaitan, Satanic, the people who didn't have iman. So in the same way, as they continue to reject, in all the eras and generations, this verse will continue to apply. Apply. Allah has addressed Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But this announcement is general, common. For all of mankind, أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Oh my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah is so severely displeased when Allah's ahkams are rejected. Oh my Habib. Now remember this, though you've explained to these, explain them, whether you warn them or you warn them not. Doesn't matter how much you give them warning, but they won't bring iman into me. Allahu Akbar. It is all one for them. They believe not. Listen carefully. Allah's ahkams, those people who reject Allah's orders, those who reject the beard, those who reject praying salah, those who reject observing parda, those who reject leaving music and musical instruments, and people who reject the big sins, the major sins, oh, we can't do this, tell us, don't tell us, oh, it's hard for us, don't tell us, my children cannot implement this. Listen, for those people, Allah says, أَنذَرْتَهُمْ. Then this day and age, those people, yes, a person, for example, a person, if there's a muballigh, and he's a wali Allah, a friend of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala has given him contentment, peace until the day of judgment. Just like the Prophet spread the deen, those sadiqeen who are working hard to explain to people and spread the deen, even they are being given, Allah Ta'ala has given the reassurance that don't worry, leave them, leave them. Yes, look how Quran is so truthful. Today, if you have a gathering and if such a person who speaks the haq, the truth, will anybody listen to him? No. Nobody will listen to him. Nobody. They won't even go close to him. So Allah is saying, Allah Ta'ala stated that leave these people, whether you wound them or wound them not, it is all one for them. They believe not. What a big azab Allah is explaining, that these people, regards to these people, let them do what they want to do. Leave them be, whether you give them fear or not, whether you make them scared or not. Allah Ta'ala says they'll be the same. Let's give them the punishment. There are people like this, aren't there today? You try, explain to them, you try your best, this is wrong. And they'll criticize you, mock you, jest against you, they won't go close to you. Yes, every day you do tabligh, you see the work of tabligh every day. Thousands from amongst thousands, maybe one person will listen to you. Maybe one person. They'll give you salam, do dua for you, do dua for me. And if you say to a person something, advice, direction. What's the reason? Just try and tell somebody. One person Allah says this is adab. I'll tell you the reason of this. Allah Ta'ala has revealed the principles. Allah Ta'ala says, khatamallahu ala kulubihim wa ala sam'ihim wa ala abasarihim. Leave these people. Allah says, leave these people until the Qiyamah. Those rightly guided people, the Muballighs who will try to deliver the deen, tell them as well that the generation right now looks like that, comparing to those who rejected initially. I swear by Allah, when we see the condition, the environment, let's speak about our own country. It seems that there's nobody to listen. Even those who speak, they will become thieves. In their tabligh, their style has changed. I don't know what's happened. One person is a sinful, he's a criminal, and all the whole group, they say, oh, embrace him. Oh, no, he'll be upset. Don't upset him, embrace him. They embrace him openly, sinful. They're embracing and welcoming them. Yes, because obviously in speeches, people play tricks and games. Trances, this is the method of tariqah. Speak the haq, the truth, and accept what is false, false, and accept what is haq is haq. That's it. So ulama haq, the rightly guided scholars, about them Allah Ta'ala says that when a person gets to this level, to this position, when this happens amongst society, they won't understand. They say, Allah says, I've decided to give them adab. Khatam Allahu ala kulubim wa ala samim wa ala absarihim. These three things Allah Ta'ala has mentioned: the heart, the qulub, Allah says heart, and the ears and the eyes. These are the three organs that absorb haq, recognize haq. Allah has mentioned heart first. Main thing is the heart. That's where the haq comes in. If we see with the eyes truth, then it goes into the heart. It penetrates out. If you hear the haq, the truth from your ear, it penetrates and absorbs the heart. The heart is the markaz, the foundation, the absorption of the haq. Allah says, I've sealed the hearts. And I've sealed the hearts in such a way, that nor will the eyes absorb the truth. The truth will go through the eyes, nor will the truth go through the ears. Why? Because Allah says, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For these people, Allah says, that I've sealed their hearing in their hearts and their eye, and on their eyes there is a covering. Theirs will be an awful doom. Allahu Akbar. When you see people like this, that despite having the understanding and knowledge, and they don't change their circumstances, their household and their family and their domestic situation the same, you get tired, exhausted of giving tabligh, and you get downtrodden. They don't change. Everything's the same and reject, and they get worse. They hear, they go in the opposite direction. In one ear, it comes out the other ear. Comes in one ear, comes out the other. Stated, Allah Ta'ala says, the muballighin, the people who are spreading the deen, those sincere people who are trying to explain and direct, Allah says that leave them be. The adab has come to these people. You can explain and try, but their hearts are sealed. Allah Ta'ala says, the heart is in my control, the ears are in my control, the eyes are in my control. May Allah forgive, may Allah forgive. What a adab, what a bad scenario around us today. Saf, clear, we see this with our eyes, the severe negative situation that's around us. So what is this? For this reason, because the hearts are sealed, Allah Ta'ala sealed the hearts, Allah Ta'ala sealed the heart, padlocked them, Allah Ta'ala sealed the eyes, and the ears are sealed, everything sealed. And that's adab that has come unto those people. And when Allah's adab is being revealed, then there's no protection for somebody, no refuge, no way out. So what's happened after reading these verses, what we realize and learn is that we need to analyze ourselves, look into our own lives. Let's self-assess that do I know about ihdina sirata mustaqim? Do I know what is the straight path? We've realized and learnt ihdina sirata mustaqim, what is the right path? We've realized and learnt that the hakams in the Quran, we should practice on them. And if we don't practice on these, despite knowing and learning and becoming aware, and we reject this and we don't want to practice, as well as we reject, or in whichever way we reject, or there are many other ways of rejecting or not accepting or not practicing. If a person doesn't practice, then he's rejecting. He's rejecting. So then we should fear Allah. And then await the adab of Allah. We are waiting for Allah's adab. So our hearts have been sealed. And then how will they be opened? How will the padlocks be removed? So when this situation surrounds us, when we don't practice Allah Ta'ala's akams, we say Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, Allah is gracious, merciful, and He will forgive us and will be forgiven, then our shops and businesses and money, don't look at this. Allah gives everything, this to everyone. It's in front of us. Allah gives to everyone, whether they accept or don't accept, believe or don't believe. Allah has opened the path for us. He's given us a chance. We should please Allah. Don't think you've got money and wealth and that you are forgiven. No, this is not the solution. Today if we do sincere, honest tawbah to Allah, that we've understood everything, this is all adab. This is all delusion, mirage, dream. We are situations, we believe in one thing, we reject another thing, whatever's easy, we do, whatever's difficult for our heart, we leave. This is not deen. Deen is total deen, complete, comprehensive, all the hakams, orders that have been revealed, we have to practice them. Accept them, embrace them totally, just like the Quran has explained. So Allah Ta'ala stated that the situation is bad. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Not a small adab. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. What will be the awful doom in this world and the hereafter? There will be no content, no peace, haram actions, deceiving people in the name of deen. Yes, this is wrong. Ilm, knowledge, not to use ilm correctly, to earn dunya and fame through ilm. My name should be elevated, I should have speeches and fame, people should be coming after me and accepting me. This is all haram, unlawful. This is all adab, different forms of adab and punishment. Yes, so the objective of the Quran is one, my brothers, look into your homes and families. If in our homes and families there's no amal, no practice, cry, sit down, shriek, scream, Allah, give your blessings, Allah, have your mercy, give me your mercy, how can we be corrected and improved? Our hearts have become sealed. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us. وَآخْرُ دَوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المرسلين شفيع المرسلين تاح ياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي أزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وإنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Ghafar, Ya Sattar, Ya Malik, Bile Fazıl Semali, Gunahukum Affirmadi. Sagir-i Kibir, Gunahukum Affirmadi. Anişte, Gertaşte, Gunahukum Affirmadi. Cehennemizi, Gunah-ı Kibir, Gunahukum Affirmadi. Ya Allah, Nafs-ı Vah, Cekir-i Mâkıcı, Gunah-ı Kibir, Gunahukum Affirmadi. Ya Allah, Basyon-Mizi, Gunah-ı Kibir, Gunahukum Affirmadi. Ya Allah, Tamam, Gunahukum Affirmadi. Tere hat uçay kalayım, Bile Mâkıcı. تو ہماری بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ, تو ہماری بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ, ہماری قبر کی منزل آسان فرما دے یا اللہ, جزاک کا وقت ہم پہ آسان فرما دے یا اللہ, ہماری دنیا حالات ہم پہ بہتر فرما دے یا اللہ, جن حضرات نے اپنے حالات کے لیے دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے میرے مولا, ان کے حق میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما دے میرے مولا, جن کی گھرور حالات اپنی بیویوں کے ساتھ بچوں کے ساتھ میرے مولا خراب ہیں, ان کے حالات بہتر فرما دے جا کرے. یا اللہ, جو مقدمات میں پھنسے ہوئے ہیں میرے مولا, یا اللہ, ان کے لیے منزل آسان فرما دے, ان کو ہدایت بھی نصیب فرما میرے مولا, ان کو سمجھ نصیب فرما کہ جب تک اللہ تعالیٰ کے انسان راستے پہ نہ چلے, اطاعت نہ کرے, اس کی فرما برداری نہ کرے, اللہ کے عذاب میں باقاعدہ گھرا ہوتا ہے وہ شخص میرے مولا. ہم سب کو سچی توبہ نصیب فرما دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ, ہمارے دلوں کے تالے یہاں پہ مہر لگ چکے ہیں میرے مولا. یا اللہ, اپنے کرم سے وہ کھول دے تالے میرے مولا, اور ہمیں توبہ کی توفیق نصیب فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ, ہمارے دلوں کے تالوں کو, سینوں کو توڑ دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ, ہمیں توبہ کی توبہ نصیب فرما. یا اللہ, ہمیں توبہ کی توبہ نصیب فرما. یا اللہ, ہم یہ عقل سمجھتا فرما کہ جو بھی حالات ہم پہ گزر رہے ہیں ہمارے گناہوں کی وجہ سے, تیری نافرمانی کی وجہ سے, یا اللہ, نفس شیطان ہمیں دھوکہ دلاسا دیتا ہے کہ نہیں نہیں تم ٹھیک ہو, تم ٹھیک ہو میرے مولا, اگر ہم ٹھیک ہیں اور تم ناراض نہ ہو تو میرے مولا یہ ہمارے حالات ایسے کیسے ہیں میرے مولا. ہمارے گھروں میں سکون نہیں, ہمارے دلوں میں سکون نہیں, ہمارے رزقوں میں سکون نہیں میرے مولا, بہت اس کی وجہ یہ ہے کہ تو ہم سے ناراض ہے میرے مولا. یا کریم, تو یا اللہ, تو ایک ہی چیز سے راضی ہوتا ہے کہ ہم سچی تجھ سے توبہ کر لیں, اپنے آپ کو تبدیل کر لیں اور تیرے بتائے ہوئے قانون احکامات پہ چلنا شروع ہو جائے میرے مولا. تیرا قرآن یہی دعوت دے رہا ہے, یا کریم, یہ ہمیں سمجھ نصیب فرما. یا اللہ, اپنے بچوں کو نافرمان دیکھ کے ہم خوش ہوتے ہیں, بے نمازی دیکھ کے بڑا ہنستے ہیں, خوش ہوتے ہیں, مال کما رہا ہے, پیسے کما رہا ہے, بہت تعریفیں کرتے ہیں لوگوں میں مالا, بہت اونچی اونچی باتیں کرتے ہیں, لیکن کبھی خیال نہیں آ رہا کہ بے نمازی ہے ہماری, بچیاں بے پردہ ہیں میرے مولا, ہمارے گھروں میں آگ ہے جہنم کی, جہنم کی آگ ہے میرے مولا. ایک گناہ, تیری نافرمانی, یا اللہ, تیری نافرمانی کے ایک سانس نکالنا وہ جہنم کی آگ بھر جاتی ہے پورے گھر کے اندر میرے مولا. لیکن ہمارا معیار زندگی جو اسی کو دیکھ کے خوش ہوتے ہیں، بس کما رہے ہیں، پیسہ کما رہے ہیں، مال آ رہا ہے، خوش ہیں، یہ خوشی نہیں ملے مولا، یہ تو آپ کے دہکتے انگارے ہیں، یا کریں جو قبر میں جل اٹھیں گے، یا کریں ہمیں معاف فرما کر، ہماری آنکھوں کو کھول دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ اپنے حبیب کو صدقے سے ہماری دعاؤں کو فرما قبول فرما، ہمارے ماں باپ کو میرے مولا، یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما، یا اللہ جنت میں اعلیٰ مقام نصیب فرما میرے مولا، ہمارے اساتذہ کو بالخصوص میرے شیخ حضرت مرتضیٰ کو یا اللہ اونچا مقام نصیب فرما، ایسا مقام عطا فرما کہ آخرت میں تمام مشائخ کریم ان پہ تشریف فرما، یا اللہ ان کی تعلیمات کو میرے مولا، ان کے فیض کو میرے مولا پوری دنیا کے اندر پھیلا دے، یا کریم تو اپنے فضل سے، یا کریم ہمیں بھی ان پہ تمام کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینۃ فرشہ وعلی وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین الحمد للہ رب العالمین.